Hello, everyone. I'm Pat Norman, here with Paulette Williams-Thomas, and we welcome you to the February 27th, 2025 episode of FreePod. We want to remind you that any photos, phone numbers, or website addresses can always be found in the print version of our newscast on the FreePod website at www.freepod.org, which you can also navigate to from our Facebook page or from the website of our partner station, WNIJ, National Public Radio in DeKalb. Now, let's see what's going on.
The Greater Freeport Partnership announced the winners of its annual awards last Thursday, February 20th, at the Masonic Event Center. The annual awards program recognizes outstanding individuals and businesses that have significantly contributed to the community. 10 businesses and individuals were honored. The LeBaron Lifetime Achievement Award was presented to Alan Winslow, who has educated students at Highland Community College for nearly four decades and co-created the Highland Leadership Institute for residents in Stevenson and Joe Davies County to encourage community leadership. Alan is also an important part of FreePod, which includes his role as one of our presenters and in-depth interviewers. We're proud of you, Alan. Congratulations. The Economic Achievement Award was awarded to the Freeport Art Museum's Arts Plaza, a downtown cornerstone welcoming more than 20,000 people last year for a wide variety of community events. Hughes Recruiting and Consulting was recognized as Business of the Year, which celebrated significant positive growth in 2024. The Startup of the Year Award went to La Patrona Cantina and Grill, where a long vacant space has been turned into a bustling hub for activity and delicious food. The Manufacturer of the Year Award went to Snack King, which employs 400 people in Stevenson County making high-quality food products. Patty Monks was named Ambassador of the Year and recognized for her infectious enthusiasm. The Rising Star Award was presented to Maddie Clark for help in shaping the future of downtown Freeport. And Mark Miller was named Volunteer of the Year for his many contributions to the city, including playing an instrumental role in transforming the Children's Hands-On Museum of Northwest Illinois from a traveling museum to a permanent location. The Not-for-Profit of the Year Award went to Hope Wins, which works with families to provide the tools they need for success, and Eats and Beats received the Tourism Achievement Award for their popular two-day event that brings nonprofit organizations together to sell food that allow them to raise much-needed funds. You can read much more about the many accomplishments of these businesses and the individuals and all they do and bring to the Freeport area, and find a photo of the winners at the Greater Freeport Partnership website at www.greaterfreeport.com. Thanks and congratulations to all of the winners.
During the most recent heavy snowstorm, the street department had a 2004 snowblower break during routine usage. This particular unit had failed numerous times, even as city mechanics worked many times to repair the plow between snow events. However, the recent storm confirmed that it was too damaged to be repaired any further. The city council approved the emergency procurement of a snowplow from Monroe Truck for $11,598, which was approved by council. During the same storm, the city's only utility salt spreading truck was in an accident that rendered this seven-year-old equipment beyond repair. The council approved a further $10,223 purchase from Monroe Truck to replace it.
Residents who live within the city limits of Freeport are reminded that they can now bring trash and bulk items for disposal to the Freeport Transfer Station located at 2133 South Walnut Road from 8 o'clock to 11 o'clock a.m. on the first Saturday of every month. The next drop-off date will be this Saturday, March 1st. IDs are required for verification of residency. Tires, hazardous waste, such as paint and oils, TVs, computers, or other electronics are not accepted. Events for the collection of items not accepted on these Saturdays will be organized later in the year. The city thanks Gill's Freeport Disposal for partnering in this landmark initiative.
Tuesday, March 4th, is the next presentation in the One Book, One Freeport Community Program. From 6:30 to 7:30 p.m., Highland Community College will host Eat the Neighborhood, Edible Wild Plants and Mushrooms in Your Own Backyard, presented by Dave Odd in room 201 in the Student Conference Center. Join the conversation to hear all about the edibles you can find in your backyard and other unexpected places, as well as how you can eat them. Odd has been a forager his whole life and a professional forager since 2009. For over a decade, he has conducted Eat the Neighborhood foraging tours and presentations, teaching anyone who wants to learn more about edible and medicinal plants and mushrooms right in their own neighborhoods. He can identify over 3,000 species of edible and medicinal plants, and he loves to share that knowledge with lay people. He is the owner of Odd Produce near Chicago. No registration is necessary for this free event, which, thanks to Highland Community College, will also be available via Zoom. The link is provided in the print version of this episode. The book selected for this year's One Book, One Freeport Community Reading Program is Dandelion Wine by famed author Ray Bradbury. It recounts the story of his boyhood in Greentown, which is actually Waukegan, Illinois, where he learns about love, life, mysteries, and death.
As Black History Month draws to a close, Freepod host Tim Connors visited with Lakenda Brown, paraprofessional at Freeport High School, about how the school has been commemorating the month.
Whenever I walk the halls of Freeport High School, I'm incredibly proud of all of the wonderful things that take place. But around this time, I am incredibly proud and I'm so excited to see this great artwork that is around our first floor area. And it's because of Lakenda Brown, who is the APAD coordinator for Freeport High School. And she has basically a tribute, an informational tribute for Black History Month. Lakenda, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. Thank you for acknowledging what I'm doing here at the high school, and not only myself, but others.
You had been doing this when I was still here at Freeport High School before I had retired. Why did you decide to start this tribute, this informational tribute on the first floor of Freeport High School?
The reason why I thought it was important to do this is when I first started my first years at the high school, I noticed nothing was up about Black history. I waited a couple of years to see if anything was going to go up on the walls, in the halls. And it was something, a little something here and there. Then I asked about it, asked the principal what was going on, what do they do every year? And she said, we do what we can, but if you want to start something, you can do it. You can decorate. And I'm a decorator, so that's what I decided to do. I decided to start small because I was down in the BD room and we decorated halls downstairs. And then I went to the classroom and then I started decorating. The second floor is basically where I was at. So we started on the second floor after I got out of the BD room. And then I thought I should really bring it to the first floor. That's how important it is. Brought it to the first floor about 3 years ago.
Well, and there will be pictures on our website for everyone to take a look at this. There's some wonderful, it's not a patchwork quilt, or maybe it is considered a patchwork quilt that you have of all of these important individuals in our history. I see a number of kids when they're walking in the hallway stop and take a look and glance at this. What response do you receive from students when your display goes up?
I received quite a bit of response from the students. For example, last year or 2 years ago, a freshman passed by. He was an athlete, and he was so stunned. He said, "I've never seen a display like this." He said, and I was putting up the display at the time. It was the 1st of February. And he goes, "Do we recognize Black history like this at the high school?" I said, "Yeah, I do. And we all do." And he said, "That's amazing. I've never seen anything like it." And then after that, he went and got his buddies. They came to look at it. And even recently, as last weekend, when we had a speech tournament here, I saw two students from another school stopped. They stopped in their tracks and they said, "Did you see this?" One student said, "Did you see this?" And the other one says, "Yes, that is stunning." And they even took pictures. So that's why I do it.
Well, as the individual that was the manager of that speech tournament, I will tell you that I've not even said this to you yet, but we might as well bring it up now. There were a number of head coaches of our speech from the suburbs into DeKalb and those areas that said to me, and I quote, "We need to do more things like this at our school." And I think that is such an important thing. Why, Lakinda, why is it so important for all students to see this in their hallways?
It's important because when I grew up and I was in school, I had no clue how African-Americans contributed to the backbone of our country. It wasn't taught. I learned about it from working at the King Center. Effie McGee, my boss, she was very political, and she had me read things about African-Americans, Black history from the library at the King Center on the East Side. And I was 16 at the time. I started there at 16. Had not a clue that we invented things. We helped build the White House and on and on. And I asked questions, and she told me to read these books and then teach it to the young students that came into the King Center. And that's what I did. And that's how I was taught about Black history. And I just want other students to see how important it is, Black history and the African Americans that contributed to the backbone of America.
Well, it was wonderful the first year you did it, and then up on first floor, because I was still around here, and it gets bigger each year.
Yes.
You make it bigger and better each year. What are some new things that you put this year that added to the wonderment of this display?
I think about this every year, what I want to display. This year, I wanted to make it bigger because I had more things. Employees asked me, do you want a couple more things that I could contribute to your Black history? And I said, sure. So now it's stretched down all the way down by the library. It started and then stopped by the main offices. But this year it came down by the library because I had more information. I wanted to include Black art. So I reached out to the art teachers to see if some of their students could do artwork because it's great Black art out there. I have a little bit of Black art, but one of the art teachers, Mr. Smith, said, "Miss Brown, I want you to come and speak to the art classes so they can see a vision of what you want. So next year we can have a bigger presence." So next year it'll be a bigger presence as far as art. And then I want to focus on inventors and the NASA women and other information. So that's what I want to do next year. It'll be probably even bigger.
Well, it just goes to show that education is everywhere in the schools, not just in the classroom, outside of the classroom, and the ideas that very talented and wonderful people like Lakinda Brown have for our students, not only during Black History Month, but all year long. Thank you, Lakinda.
Thank you so much.
Thank you both.
Next Thursday, March 6th, head to the Freeport Public Library at 4 o'clock p.m. for the opening reception of Journey to Freedom, Illinois' Underground Railroad. This new museum-quality exhibit highlights the courageous stories of freedom seekers and multiracial conductors who assisted them on the Underground Railroad in Illinois. Looking for Lincoln, Program Manager Heather Frizor will present opening remarks at 5 o'clock to provide details on the years-long journey that it took to bring this exhibit to life. The opening reception will continue until 6 p.m. that evening and then continue to be available for the public to enjoy during the exhibit's stay at the library. Refreshments are provided by the Freeport Public Library Foundation. Looking for Lincoln is the coordinating entity for the 43-county Abraham Lincoln National Heritage Area, which works in partnership with the Lincoln Home National Historic Site to tell the story of Lincoln's almost 30 years in Illinois in communities where he worked, traveled, and lived.
Don't forget that next Thursday, March 6th, you can learn how you may be able to save money on your utility bills in a presentation at the Freeport Public Library from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Participants will be able to speak one-on-one with a counselor from the Citizens Utility Board, known by the acronym CUB, for a personalized analysis of their bills. Information will also be available on solar and electrification programs, rebates for energy saving programs, strategies for reducing energy costs through efficiency programs, do-it-yourself solutions for homeowners, how to spot unnecessary charges on gas and electric bills, and how to register for income-qualified financial assistance programs. Appointment spaces are limited, so register early at www.citizensutilityboard.org. Click on Events and then March 6 to find the Freeport event. Please note that the address on the website is incorrect, as the event will be held at the Freeport Public Library in Freeport. Be sure to bring copies of recent utility bills along with you. The Illinois General Assembly created the Citizens Utility Board in 1983 following local referendums that showed overwhelming support for the creation of an advocate for utility customers. The CUB Act gave the nonprofit, nonpartisan group the mission to fight for the rights of customers of investor-owned electric, gas, and telecom utilities across Illinois. The event is hosted by Freeport's Environmental Study Group and State Representative John Cabello.
Our area was well represented this past weekend at the state final speech competition in Peoria, with six contestants earning a trip. Freeport High School students Mia Ortiz, Will Scudder, Asher Quito, and Angela Gautam all carried the Pretzels banner to the finals, while Pearl City students Natalie Green and Caitlin Christensen also earned a trip to compete at the highest level in the state. Overall, Freeport finished 18th in the state finals, with Ortiz bringing home fourth and fifth place finishes, while Scudder, Quito, and Gautam all finished in the top 20. Speech events are not separated by size of the school for competition. We congratulate all of the finalists.
On Tuesday, March 4th, the University of Illinois Extension will offer a certification course for the position of Certified Food Protection Manager from 9 o'clock a.m. to 3 o'clock p.m. on Tuesday and from 8:30 a.m. to 4 o'clock p.m. on Friday, March 7th, at the Stevenson County Farm Bureau in Freeport. Illinois requires retail food businesses to have a person at their establishment designated as a certified food protection manager who has obtained certification through the American National Standards Institute. These managers have specialized training regarding safe handling, preparation, and storage of food to help prevent foodborne illnesses. The certification is valid for 5 years from the date it is acquired. There is a $125 fee to cover the purchase of the workbook, educational materials, and the examination, and participants must attend the full 2-day training to be eligible to take the exam. Pre-registration is required and can be done by contacting the U of I Extension at 815-235-4125 or online at the URL provided in the print version of this episode.
In looking ahead, don't forget that the Senior Resource Center in Freeport is providing free federal and state 1040 tax counseling, preparation, and filing services for low and middle income senior taxpayers 60 years and older residing in Stevenson or Joe Davies County, as well as adults with disabilities. This service is offered through April 15, 2025. Appointments are required and can be scheduled to be held at the center by calling 815-235-9777. Again, that's 815-235-9777. You can also vote early for the April election for all city and village races in the lower level of the Stewart Center at 50 West Douglas Street in Freeport from 8:30 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. Film lovers are probably looking forward to the Academy Awards this Sunday. And in case you haven't seen all of the movies nominated for Best Picture, the Lindo Theater will be showing 5 of the nominated films this Saturday, so you can watch all 5 in one day. They showed the other 5 last Saturday, so everyone would have a chance to see all 10 on the big screen before the awards. Then, next Wednesday, March 5th, is the date for the next film in the Select Picks Classic Film Series at the Lindo Theater in Freeport, Aaron Brockovich, the 2000 film starring Julia Roberts as a single mom who discovers a corporate cover-up of a toxic chemical spill, will air at 1 o'clock and at 7 o'clock. Both showings will be followed by a discussion about the movie with Ed Finch and Alan Wenzel, hosts of this popular film series now in its 15th year. If you are looking for something to do this week or any week, visit the Greater Freeport Partnership website at www.greaterfreeport.com and click on Weekly Events for a comprehensive listing of many more entertainment and dining events and activities throughout Stevenson County. You can subscribe to their free weekly newsletter there, too. And we have a link to a QR code in the print version of this newscast if you'd like to sign up that way. While you're signing up for more of what's going on in our community, you can also subscribe to the City of Freeport's monthly newsletter at their website, www.cityoffreeport.org.
In closing, if you haven't already done so, be sure to listen to this week's in-depth interview that aired on Tuesday featuring FreePod host Alan Wenzel chatting with Zoe Huspin of the Cub Citizens Utility Board about next week's workshop that, as previously indicated, will offer ways to save on utility bills. Next week, tune in as FreePod and Timbuktu host Tim Connors visits with John Voles about easy ways for the elderly or physically challenged to stay in shape. Their conversation will post at noon on Tuesday, March 4th. With that, time's up for this week. Tune in again next Thursday at noon for more about what's happening in Freeport. And be sure to subscribe to us on your favorite podcast platform to receive alerts on your phone as each new pod airs. You can always click through to our pods on our Facebook page or the website of our national public radio partner, WNIJ in DeKalb, at www.northernpublicradio.org. As always, FreePod couldn't come to you without the Mass Communication Department at Highland Community College and our community liaisons and reporters. We're also grateful to WNIJ for partnering with us and reaching even more listeners, including Spanish-speaking community members. Thank you, Team FreePod. For more info, including how to make a tax-deductible contribution to support our work, visit our website at www.freepod.org. Again, I'm Paulette Williams-Thomas here with Pat Norman, and we thank you for listening.